The Hidden Ode, Dog Days of Podcasting for 2013. It is August the 20th. That should make this the 22nd episode. Hi, gang. So, first to project updates. I did not work on the website today. I didn't even glance at it. I figure after this weekend's headaches with it and working on some Monday, I was not really interested in touching it today. I'll get back on base tomorrow, though. Writing is coming along nicely, actually. No, the story's not done, mostly because, the story's bigger than I thought it was going to be. I finished the... Let me kind of backtrack. The story was partially written, I want to say, back in May, I think? Maybe April. May or April, one or the other. I wrote like 2,000 words, and then I just kind of put the story on hiatus. I wrote a, you know, kind of a outline for it. I wrote character details for the main characters and a little bit for the extra characters. I even wrote a brief synopsis on how space travel works in the setting. And I don't know why I stopped working on it, but I did, and I have finished updating those 2,000 words. And I'm about another 1,000 words in. I'm about 3,000 words into the story right now. Which is making me happy. Tomorrow night is kind of a deeper story in terms of working on it and getting it developed. It is Wednesday, my don't talk to anybody day, so you know, we'll see how that goes. My goal is to double the size of the story tomorrow, if not triple the size of it. Double would be nice, you know, get to 6,000. Triple would be even better at 9,000. And my cat just decided to join me by clawing on my arm. Ow. So, if you're hearing a purring sound, that's him. Hopefully I can isolate that and knock it out of the sound. But yeah, I am really happy about the distance I've gone for this story. It's got a long way to go to be done. I'm not sure if it's going to be a short story. I think it might actually be a novella. I could easily see the three acts I have set up in it to each being the length of a short story. So we'll see how it goes, but I think that's what I'm expecting. So happy to that. So on to tonight's topic. I want to talk gaming tonight, actually. Not just tabletop gaming, but actual video game playing. Tonight was the D&D campaign, though. Still playing it, although I think I might have sabotaged it by linking to a Final Fantasy rules for D20 thing that has really appealed to the guys. So I may have killed the campaign inadvertently by accident. Oops. But no, I want to talk video games. Primarily, I want to talk about my playing of first-person shooters. I've been a gamer for a long, 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 long time. I remember having an Atari back in the days of my dad having a computer shop and having racks of, you know, very simple games. I think Adventure was one of the first games I ever played. And it's been years, but I still remember it being fun, at least then. All gaming through Nintendo years, gaming through Super Nintendo, Sega. Didn't do the Sega CD, didn't do the Dreamcast, but pretty much stuck with Nintendo up until the GameCube. Then things kind of got different because, well, you know, just became an adult and there were so many game options that I kind of solidified my role as a PC gamer. Which is important because the first PC game I ever played was actually Wolfenstein, and I've been a first-person shooter player ever since. The reason I'm thinking about this is because last night, my friend Dakota and Andrew got me to reinstall a game called Blacklight Retribution. It's this really fun kind of cyberpunk kind of arena style game where you get, you know, customize equipment and armor, and you get to really customize the gun or this, you know, melee weapon if that's your thing, which is my thing. And then you pretty much get to go to town, and you would not believe how many times I get called a noob ninja because of how much I run around invisible and then appear out of nowhere and stabby stabby. It's fun. And I'm realizing that I really, up until last night, I hadn't played a real action-y first-person shooter in months, really. Not quite a year, but at least, I don't know, since very early this year. I think before Patty's surgery, just because, once Patty's surgery came around, I wasn't able to sit here with the headphones on. Because, what if she needed me, I needed to be able to get up and run to her. Had to be available to help her out whenever needed. So, I guess, yeah, that was from the last time I played something actually, and I realized how much I missed it. At least some people talk about, how they can get excited with games and all that, and I get this when I'm doing it well in certain games of certain types, and I'm really in it, and I'm really invested in it, and I'm really focused on it. I get this kind of zen feeling. This, the rest of the world just kind of dims, and like I hear things, but I don't really hear them, kind of thing. It's, things seem to feel like they're in slow motion. They're not, I know, but you get that sensation of memory of feeling like everything is slow motion. You notice everything more, so the memories seem bigger and more detailed than they normally are. And I know it's the adrenaline and the endorphins running, but god damn, that state is extremely fun to be in, extremely addicting to be in. And that's something I have to watch, because I absolutely love that state. I can honestly tell you, I feel better today than I did all of last week after gaming like that last night. That's how much of a rush it gave me just, overnight. I guess because first-person shooters have been a part of my kind of, at least weekly landscape for the past 20, 23 years, so I guess I really need to. I don't know where I'm going with this, but I know I missed it. I know I'm glad to have played it again. I know I want to keep playing again. But I also know that it can be addiction. It can be highly addicting to me to play this type of game, because I can easily get myself lost in it. Let me give you scale just on how bad I can get with that level of addiction. Back when the game PlanetSide came back, I want to say early 2000s, late 90s, early 2000s, I'm pretty sure. A friend of mine picked it up. I came over to play it on his house one weekend. I sat there literally 24 hours straight. I got up three times and didn't eat and drank maybe three cups of, I think, Kool-Aid. That's how into it I was. Yeah. But it's fun. But it's addicting, and I'm rambling a bit. Let me get to a point. Let me get to a point. Essentially, yeah, I can go back to playing these, but I have to not play them when I need to be creating. So, what does that mean? Well, I didn't play tonight because I was supposed to be role playing. I played last night because last night was kind of more of a free day, do what I want day, and I did work on the website a bit, so that's okay. Tomorrow night I will not be playing that, unless it's a reward. Wednesday's supposed to be kind of, focus on getting the projects done, so let's set a boundary, let's set a limit to if I want to play tomorrow night thing. I have 3,000 words in my story. If I get to 9,000 words in my story tomorrow night, and I've watched the two episodes of Venture Brothers I need to watch for Something Ventured, Nothing Gained on Thursday, if I meet both of those goals tomorrow night, and it's not midnight, I can play some Blacklight. I doubt I'll get those goals, by the way. I really doubt I will, because, I can be a fast writer at times, but unless I put a ton of writing during the day before I get home from work, there's no way I'm writing 6,000 words in an evening. It's not happening. Plus, I'm taking up an hour, you know, watching the Venture Brothers stuff for the podcast and, you know, a couple minutes doing notes. Yeah. Not happening. But hey, you know, I got Thursday. Thursday is the next day I can officially play. Because I get a podcast, then some writing, then can play. I'm yammering. Must be a little tired. So I'm going to head off. If this makes sense to you, let me know. If you kind of can relate to me in terms of gaming, you know, even if it's not like, you know, video games, you know, does something with sports kind of give you that drive? Does exercise give you that drive? You know, I know some of you guys have been talking about exercising more, and some of you have been taking, you know, the whole running thing very serious, you know. Do you get that same type of zone of that, you know, that heart racing, mind's focused, you know, you're driven onto this one thing, and just when you're done, you feel exhausted, but just so energized at the same time? You know, does anything do that for you? You know, anything legal do that for you, I should say? Let me know. I'm curious to hear, you know, what else, you know, could trigger that in other people. What else can make people feel that way of just, you know, having that zen-like sensation, that you know, focus sensation of energy and, you know, endorphins and adrenaline all pumping through you at once. So, okay. With that, I am off for the night. See y'all tomorrow. Bye-bye.